Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow. Guess what? Someone just got healed. Someone's back was just healed, and someone else that had a neck ache, or could have been the same person, your neck and your head, whatever you need in the head area, it's yours, whether it's your eyesight or hearing, in the name of Yeshua. My guest, Diane Nutt, speaking to her at her home in suburb of Dallas, Texas. And Diane moves in such intimacy with God. Started as a little child, and then she got off course. And she was married with child, and she was ready to take some coke. And she heard a voice, and the voice said, "Diane, if you do this line, you will die." And so she immediately threw it down the toilet. Then the paramedics came, and what happened?
Well, the paramedics came, did, and they took me to the hospital, but the interesting thing is just the greatness of God and the loving Father that He is that my son was home, and he had come into the house as I had been crying out for the Lord. He had come into the house and told me and stood at the bathroom door and said, "Mommy, Mommy," he said, "somebody's saying, help me, help me." And it touched my heart so very deeply, because there was such compassion and concern and in his little heart. And then peace just came on my son, and he went and lay down in the living room. And I knew then that I had been trying to commit suicide. I was trying to kill myself. And right now, Sid, there is someone that is listening, and you're thinking about taking your life, and God wants you to know right now that He loves you regardless of what you did, even this morning, even last night. He loves you, and He wants you to receive that love even now. There is nothing that you can do that would make Him not ever love you. He loves you with an unconditional love. And so just give your life to the Lord right now. Receive the love of the Father, because He loves you dearly, and just ask Him to take this desire away from you, and ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit and fire, and He will wash you in the blood of Jesus, and He will give you a new life today. And so, Sid, I called the paramedics, and they came, and the whole time that they were putting me on the gurney, this amazes me that my son never woke up, never saw what was going on. And they took me to the hospital, and I remember one of the paramedics telling me that I was going to be all right, but I had snorted so much cocaine that my body had started turning kind of a bluish color. I had pain in my body. I was sick at my stomach. There was all kinds of things that were going on. But God came and met me in the hospital. And, you know, I made the wrong choice. I chose to sin. And the Lord will not allow us to continue to use forgiveness for our sins. And, you know, Sid, that's what I did. I would do that cocaine, and then I would ask God to forgive me. Then I would do it again and keep asking for forgiveness.
But you know, after that experience in the hospital, and your husband, I know he was shocked over everything, but he took you back, and then everything's fine. Then a friend shows up and gives you coke again, and you get back on cocaine, and you get blackmailed by a drug dealer. I mean, everything's going on, and you go with a friend to the drug dealer, and he's got a gun, and you're about ready to get shot. What happened?
Yes. Well, I went and to the apartment of this drug dealer, and he was demanding that I give him money. And so, and to write out a check, well, I knew then that I was being blackmailed. And because that's what drug dealers do, they get you addicted, and then they want to get the money from you. And so that's what had happened. But my husband had gone out of town, and, you know, I was involved in this drug deal. I had to call and tell him what was happening. And so whenever he got back home, we went over to the drug dealer's house and took our friend, which was a deputy sheriff, and we went over, and they told me that if I was not out of the home in 10 minutes, that our friend, he was going to come in. And so I started walking down the hall, Sid, and all of a sudden I heard my friend, he had walked in, but all he did was say, freeze, and he shot off a .357 Magnum. And right at that very moment, as I was beginning to take the next step, an angel stood right in front of me. It was like walking into a brick wall, because, said, had I taken that next step, the bullet would have gone through the temple of my head.
Look at God's mercy. Again and again, you go back into drugs, you get set free, your life is even spared, but you still go back. And take me to the point where you're sitting outside of a drug dealer, because they're not there yet. You got there early in the morning.
Yeah.
You're in your car. The mercy of God. You know, we humans give up on other humans. But it looks like God just keeps reaching out his mercy. But there comes a point where you harden and you can't be reached. But you hadn't. God has much more mercy than humans have. So you're sitting there waiting to go to a drug dealer after you almost lost your life, blackmailed. I mean, everything is at risk. You're sitting in the car. What happened?
Yes, I was sitting there and I had the sunroof open in my car. And as I was laying there, I was under, you know, parked under this big tree, and the leaves started rustling in this tree, Sid, and it was very obvious. I sat up and I looked up and I thought, wow, and I'm looking at this tree, and the leaves are just moving in it, and you know, you can't see the wind, just as you can't see the Holy Spirit, but He comes. And He comforts and He helps you because He's our helper. And so I was sitting there just thinking, wow, looking around and seeing the wind was not blowing anywhere else. And I just thought, okay, I must just be tripping or something. So I laid my head back, and then the leaves started rustling in the trees again. And all of a sudden I heard a voice, and the voice said to me, Diane, what are you doing here? And I sat up because I just knew that someone had looked over the top of my sunroof, you know, and was looking down into my car speaking to me. And so I sat up and I said, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't want to be here. And the Lord spoke to me and said, Diane, He said, then start your car up and go back home. And said, that's what I did. I started my car up because deep down inside of me, I didn't want to be doing what I was doing because I knew that it was wrong. And so I went home and called up a friend. The Lord told me to call a friend of ours, and I called him up, and he had almost lost his life. He had gotten into drugs as well and cocaine and had become a paraplegic from an accident that he had that almost killed him. And so I knew that, and I was grateful to God because He would understand. And there was so much compassion that He expressed to me. And He said, Diane, He said, God has a plan for your life. And He said, I'm going to pray for you. But then whenever we hang up, He said, I want you to get down on your knees and to ask God to forgive you, and then forgive others, and He said, but then forgive yourself. And that was something, Sid, that I really hadn't done.
Oh, I hate to do this, Diane, but we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. Because what happened to Diane, the power of God came on her in such a way, and you're feeling that anointing as I'm talking with her. And I want her to teach how that same presence of God you can live in 24/7. Now, many of you are not familiar with our CD of the month. Let me read to you what one of our mishpucha who receives our CD of the month said. Sid, you've been my pastor through the airwaves. I do not know what I would have done without your CDs that came every month. Listening to the interviews that you chose to put on the CDs each month to us was always fresh manna for me, and so many times a very timely message from my life journey. My car has been my sanctuary. You see, what we do is every interview of every week, take an excerpt, not just an excerpt that the Holy Spirit shows us that will minister to your needs. And as you know, every week we have someone that has understanding of the realm, the invisible realm, and the love of God, and intimacy with God, and healing. And I'm amazed at the number of letters that we get. But many of you aren't familiar with this amazing tool. It's our CD of the month. And I want to send you a brochure that will tell you how you can get your monthly CD. And there are times when you just need a boost in the spirit. And this teaching, and I do special teaching on this CD every month, and everyone that orders the information of the CD, and you can call our toll-free number, it's 1-800-548-1918, and order information on our CD of the month, we're going to send this week's CD with Diane Nutt. And what I believe is that, and you'll see if you listen all week, you are going to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. You're going to have a fresh baptism of His love and fresh fire. Call our toll-free number or write the address we'll give you in a moment, 1-800-548-1918. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.